This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
If thou art wise, incline towards the essential truth, for that remains, while the things that are external pass away. He who has neither knowledge, generosity, nor piety resembles a man in form alone. He sleeps at peace beneath the ground, who made tranquil the hearts of men. Give now of thy golden bounty, for eventually will it pass from thy grasp. Open the door of thy treasures today, for tomorrow the key will not be in thy hands. If thou would not be distressed on the day of judgment, forget not them that are distressed. Drive not the poor man empty from thy door, lest thou should wander before the doors of strangers. He protects the needy who fears that he himself may become needful of the help of the others. Art not thou too a supplicant? Be grateful and turn not away them that supplicate thee. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. For today, this is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another episode. Well, as we just started today's episode by reading some short parts of Saadi Shirazi's Bustan, the famous book of the Persian poet and prose writer, who was also a Muslim and had the teachings and deep beliefs in the Islamic culture. We are going to today talk about benevolence. We are going to talk about the good behavior and the beautiful character of a Muslim. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had also said, anyone who wants to be far from fire and into paradise, his life should end while he still confesses that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and while he seeks to behave with people in the same manner that he expects them to behave with him. Our Prophet also had said, one of the rights of Muslims is to like for each other the good things that they like for themselves, and to dislike for each other the bad things that they dislike for themselves. Our Prophet continues on the issues of benevolence and good behavior by saying that the worst of people with Allah on the Day of Judgment are the two-faced. He says the worst of people are the double-tongued, the two-faced people. See, the way we know the value of benevolence and good behavior, as Islam puts it and wants us to follow, is as if this characteristic, this character of knowing people and this being in the community of Muslims. An example that is very tangible for us today. We are living in the community of Muslim brothers and sisters while we are busy with our lives. I'm sure that we are bombarded with lots of things that we need to follow. But at the same time, knowing this concept of benevolence and good behavior towards those who are living with us, they have the same beliefs, we have the same goal regarding our religion, and that proximity that we are in favor of, we are after, this is something that we need to be aware of. And at the same time, the dangers, on the other hand, as mentioned, our Prophet names those who are the two-faced and those who are double-tongued, those who are not honest enough in the community and the companion of other people. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam had also mentioned, the rights of your brothers and sisters is to intend for them peace and mercy, and to like for them what you like for yourself, and to dislike for them what you dislike for yourself. Well, we are going to talk about benevolence and good behavior and the nice characteristics that resemble, that should resemble, and should present the character of a Muslim after a very short break.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, where today we are talking about the beautiful perspectives, the beautiful aspects of the personality of a Muslim. Imam Baqir alayhi salam mentions, love your Muslim brother, like for him what you like for yourself, and dislike for him what you dislike for yourself. This single notion of liking what you like for yourself and disliking what you don't like for yourself for the other people as well has been repeatedly mentioned in different parts of Ahadith and the traditions. And this shows the highlighted importance, the significant role that is playing and how we should be aware of everything that we are choosing for the other people and the way we are behaving towards them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had advised us this way. I advise you to be careful of your duty to Allah and to do good to your Muslim brother, and to like for him what you like for yourself, and to dislike for him what you dislike for yourself. You see, again, the keywords are repeated. He also said, anyone who meets believers with two faces and two tongues, he will have two flames on the day of judgment. Imam Kazem alayhi salam entitles the people as bad people that are the two-faced and the double-tongued. They who praises their brethrens in their presence and backbite the other people in their absence. They who envy their brethrens for their favors and abase them in their afflictions. And above all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord has commanded that you shall not worship but him, and show goodness to your parents. If either or both of them reach old age with you, say not to them as much as ah, nor insult them, but speak to them in a generous manner of words, and make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion, and say, O my Lord, have compassion on them, as they brought me up when I was small. So if your friends give you a nice present, you will certainly thank them, and this love will grow towards them. Now, considering this as the sample of the examples that we had, with our parents, the same thing exists. The way they had taught us, the every single step that we are applying in our lives, we need to go for the same way as well. Like, as if the whole personality and character of the Muslim that is given to us is the nice present that we should use in order to grow the love between us, and we need to strengthen the tie with our parents in the same way. So no one does more to you than your parents, and it is they of all people who deserves the great love, the great thanks and respect. They are the ones who bear the tiredness and difficulty for the sake of us, the children. A mother first carries her child as in her womb, and it is fed by her blood. So this relationship, this way of love and this caring and generosity that they are sharing with us is nothing that can be ignored. In the verses that we quoted, Allah also commands us to worship and obey none but Him. And at the same time, He commands us to love our parents and acknowledge their favors and benevolence to us. So we know that keeping this feature of benevolence is really important, and it plays the major role in our religion. And we need to know and be aware of it in every perspective. And at the same time, we are aware that the most generous of people, after the Almighty, of course, to us, had been our parents. Those people who shared the bonds of love with us without expecting anything. Allah also enjoins us not to speak unkindly or harm them, nor to give even as much as a sigh against them, especially when they grow old or when they are in need, or when they are unable to do things for themselves. Well, with a little reminder that this feature of benevolence is so beautiful, we claim to have it. And with that reminder of what literature, what Sadi Shirazi at the beginning of today's episode put, that if we want to be a supplicant, we need to be grateful and be grateful of the other people and caring of them as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.